Check out Facebook Insights to find out which posts your followers liked the most, and if you find that people respond more to a specific type of post, then you want to work on perfecting that format and find more related topics to discuss. Add more apps to your page. There are a variety of apps available for you depending on what industry you're in and how you want to engage with your audience, so head over to the apps section, shop around and find an app that makes sense for the followers. Upload videos to your Facebook page and stop copying and pasting YouTube video URLs. There's nothing particularly wrong about pasting video links to other sites on YouTube, but statistics have shown that these types of videos get significantly less engagement than when users upload the videos directly. When you upload videos alongside cool posts, it allows people to interact without having to leave the page. It's a little trick which requires more effort, but it can get you more engagement in the long run. That's where you need to start if you want to get more engagement on Facebook and Twitter. Hopefully this gives you some perspective on how audiences operate on other social networks. Companies have been investing more money in paid content distribution on Facebook, and that's certainly a viable option for when you want more targeted ad campaigns and great content, but if that's not part of your strategy, you can still achieve solid engagement with these strategies. How to get more fans to your Facebook page. Has your Facebook page growth been stalled? Now might be a good time to start evaluating your Facebook strategy, see what's working and what isn't, and cut out whatever's stalling growth. Let's start with the basics. A lot of people get impressive engagement on their personal Facebook profiles, and while that's a good get in itself, it's still important to set up a business page. If you're creating a product, offering a program or service, your business page will allow you to create an image that will allow you to become an authority on the subject, and once you get to that place, you can then discuss your business freely. It should be your goal to become that go-to authority in your niche, and that's why you need to have a business page. Set up a marketing plan to get you more fans. Start with these three phases when putting together the plan. Attraction. This means finding different ways to grow your fan base depending on what they're into. Learn as much as you can about your audience and create a persona of your typical fan. That way you know how to center the campaign around them. Promotion. Come up with strategic posts and keep them short and to the point. Sales. One of the best ways to get audience feedback for when you want to sell products and services is to ask questions. You'll find out what your audience wants and develop something they will spend money on. Now in the next step, you can use the following tips to really grow your fan base. 1. Connect with fellow page managers. So let's say you run a small ice cream store and have already set up a Facebook page with a decent following. Try to make a live connection with the pizza parlor across the street if they attract the same clientele. Talk to the owner and invite them to do a little cross-promotion on Facebook, where you can share posts with your audiences and forge stronger connections. 2. Share content. This works across all social platforms because when people see and share your content, it has a direct impact on your sales. Have you considered taking original photos and using them as part of your content on Facebook? It could be a simple behind-the-scenes picture at your workplace, a thought-provoking image or an inspirational picture. Whatever you decide to post should serve to get people sharing. Just make sure to follow copyright laws when downloading pictures online. 3. Tag your Facebook page on your personal profile. The goal here is to make sure your prospects can access your page easily. Pages aren't getting too much attention these days, so you need to come out and make sure to tag your business page so that people can like it right from your update. 4. Link the page to your profile. It's a simple thing to do, but a lot of businesses get it wrong. If users can search and find your personal Facebook page, then you want to make it so that your business page is just as easily accessible. 5. Include Facebook in your email signature. Do you send out emails every day? This is not a complicated trick, just a reminder to include a link to your Facebook page in your email signature. Use a mail program that allows you to customize your email signature and put in clickable icons. 6. Comment on different pages. This is yet another great way to get more people to notice you on Facebook. Find out which other pages your audience could be having conversations and get involved. Like complimentary Facebook pages as your own, and then keep an eye on your homepage feed and respond to the posts. 7. Run contests. Lots of businesses do this just to get more likes on their page. It will cost you to run a contest, but hopefully you've set aside a marketing budget for this campaign. All the contests have to be run through Facebook APS, but they don't cost too much and they're relatively easy to set up. 8. Set up a QR code for your business card and use the link for your Facebook page. Websites such as QR Stuff and QR Code offer the codes for free, so set up the codes on any of your business cards so that people can find you. 9. Use a sponsored like story to generate more fans on Facebook. There are many ways to advertise on Facebook these days, and one popular option is the sponsored like story, which advertises your page to your fans' social networks, basically notifying their own friends about your page and showcasing that the user's friend already likes your page. 10. Include a like box on your site. If your website gets a good amount of traffic, you should be able to get a fair number of likes on your page. Track where the likes are coming from and find ways to win more fans from those avenues. 11. Use blog feeds. Apps such as RSS Graffiti and networked blogs can be used to import posts from your blog and write into your Facebook page. Make sure the posts are useful to your audience and keep it engaging so as to enhance interaction. By now you've probably heard that offering your Facebook fans something extra can be an effective way to grow the number of fans you have. It's simple: you come up with an offer you know people will love, spend time promoting it through all your social channels, and in the process, get more people coming in on your official Facebook page. For many businesses, special offers are a regular component of their marketing strategy. Things like special discounts, coupons and giveaways are used to attract new customers and reward the most loyal. But sometimes creating this type of campaign is not as effective as one would hope, and prospects remain unmoved. In such cases, a downloadable content campaign would be a great solution. If, for instance, you run a restaurant, you could offer your followers a recipe for the upcoming season. Likewise, if you're a marketing consultant, you could offer a white paper with helpful tips for prospects and clients to enhance their marketing efforts. It is a way to showcase your expertise and also build familiarity and trust, which will be crucial to your own growth. Examples of businesses using social media successfully. Are you experiencing the success you thought you'd have with social media? Or could it be that your business has seen little to no growth even after rolling out a bunch of campaigns to get the brand noticed? If you've had some bad luck with social media, then you're certainly not alone, because many companies, both large and small, experience some sort of difficulty achieving their marketing goals at some point. But what sets some of them aside is the fact that they learn fast and adapt. Look at some of the tactics used by companies that employ effective social media strategies. Don't focus too much on their target audience, because that's hardly relevant. These tactics will work on just about any audience if done right. Martel Home Builders. This is an Atlantic Canadian custom home building company which in the past relied on realtors to keep the business afloat. This, however, changed once they decided to embrace social media, and they finally developed an effective direct-to-consumer strategy which kicked out the middlemen and allowed them to bring in the business. This all started with the creation of a blogging strategy that mainly focused on giving homeowners and would-be homeowners valuable tips about home ownerships, and they were able to capture the attention of countless home buyers. Posts such as home staging tips and techniques were particularly useful to their audience, and today, the company gets 86% of their total leads from consumers. An important point here to note is that multiple studies have revealed that people respond more to blog subscription via email as opposed to RSS feed. Martel clearly understands this, as seen on their call to action, which reads, "Get the blog sent to your inbox." It's a smart way to get new leads while making sure to maintain value by giving out new blog updates. Another feature the company executes well is customer service, especially where they take advantage of modern geolocation technology by mounting trackers on contractors' vehicles, so that customers know exactly where the contractor is when on the job. It eases the customers' minds and makes it look like the company understands their customers perfectly. With such innovative technology and profound understanding of their customers, Martell has been able to grow their brand beyond what anyone could have expected, and they have made home building experience a social thing. They also have photo galleries showing clients' homes under construction, which allows people to monitor closely the progress as the house comes to be. It's one of the most shareable contents on their website because clients get to share the images in their own social circles, with friends and family. Another feature Martell uses for social integration is the Facebook Like box, which is updated dynamically every time a user visits their page on Facebook. It's a nifty little widget which shows how many people liked your Facebook page and also displays faces of some of your fans. One advantage to using this feature is the fact that people can join your fan group without having to leave your website. It compels visitors to stay longer on your website, and that in itself increases your fan base significantly. Hashtag tip: when creating your own strategy, try to think outside the box like Martell did by giving their clients access to unique photos showing the construction of their homes and allowing them to track their contractors' whereabouts. Zappos. This is a popular online retailer that focuses on clothing, shoes and accessories. Zappos is known mainly for the great emphasis they put on building strong relationships with their clients. The company's Facebook tab reads, "Let's be in a leaky-leaky relationship." It's one of the ways they show real commitment to their fans, and this helps solidify trust with their customers. The company's attraction process involves them asking people to like them and then join their email list. When a visitor clicks the like button, they bring up a sign-up page where people can join the community and get access to products. Because they wait until a visitor joins the community, it gives people a sense of value and it shows they actually care about getting to know their fans and building relationships. Zappos also uses another interesting strategy where they reveal certain content to fans only. It's actually called fans-only content, and it encourages people to join in so they can access things like cool fashion images, videos and insider tips. The process is as simple as clicking a like button, and the company gets new people coming in every hour, joining the special community to be a part of a fashionable and well-informed group. Zappos has a custom welcome tab which features comment widgets, where fans can talk about products, and the posts appear on their own pages or profiles telling their friends about Zappos products and what they like most about the company. It is a great strategy for social proof. As far as engagement strategies go, Zappos doesn't hold back with their Fan of the Week contest, where they have fans send in their pictures with the Zappos box, and other fans get to vote for the picture they like most. The winner gets their photo posted on their wall image where everybody can see. No doubt the company puts their fans first. Hashtag tip: find out how you can use the power of social media to make your fans feel like stars, and they will love you for it. Shine a spotlight on your followers on all your social media channels and they will be compelled to talk about your brand. It doesn't take a multi-million dollar strategy to be able to do this. Just borrow a few ideas from what Zappos and other brands are doing and mold your own strategy to be more effective but still affordable. Giant Nerd. Giant Nerd sells equipment designed for outdoor activities such as biking, hiking, snowboarding, etc. This company has in place one of the best examples of social media interaction in the industry. It works by offering fans friendship while also giving them the best value in the process, and they've also merged their website with social media in every aspect. The official company website features a custom social networks which requires a single click to join and makes it very easy for visitors to join. Another cool feature is the incentive program which offers new members a 5% discount on products. They call it the Nerd Save 5% promotion, and it pulls in a significant number of new members. Giant Nerd saw their average order grow by 50% after they put up the like button, a major ROI boost from social media. In addition, they provide a bunch of ways for customers to find information when researching products on their website. For instance, if a potential customer wanted to find information on a specific product, they could check out feedback from other social buyers, perhaps log in to the company's Wiki Nerdia, and get to see all the different products available, including photos and descriptions. With this great solution for interaction, Customers are able to ask important questions about different products by posting on the board for the rest of the community to comment. A lot of studies have shown that people trust their friends and fellow consumers more than they trust the brand, and so it's crucial to have a forum where customers can interact and discuss products as they learn more about the company. Social media marketing mistakes to avoid. What common mistakes do small-scale business leaders make when implementing their social media strategies? There are quite a few, and we're going to look into it so that your strategy comes out solid. Thinking of social media implementation as a sprint instead of a marathon. A lot of people expect the job to be quick and simple, but that's not the case. You can't get into it and commit a month to social media, then step back and hope it all work out in the end. The entire plan will fall by the wayside and you won't have anyone to blame but yourself. Give it time to grow and be there to make sure you adjust the details of your plan as needed. Remember, you are building relationships, so commit at least a year to engagement and advertising before you can expect to see real traction. Not having a strategy. This would have to be the biggest mistake anyone could make when running any type of business. Have a clear strategy and understand why you are using it and what you expect to get from it. Also, keep tabs on the movements on your social platforms to make sure you're on track and have what you need to support the totality of your efforts, just in case you need to protect the entire campaign from being disjointed. Not listening. Just because you have good content and can keep your audiences engaged indefinitely doesn't mean you should go out on a relentless rant about whatever you think is important. The core of what you are doing should be to make connections, and, just like what happens in the real world, away from the internet, people will like you more if you seem to listen to their rambles and want to help them. If you're constantly talking and not paying attention to the feedback, then you'll miss out on a great deal. Posting bad feelings. This happens more times than you'd imagine. A few CEOs have resorted to using sites like Twitter to air their bad feelings, starting pointless arguments with competitors, workers, etc. Some people go as far as posting derogatory language, and that's about as low as anyone can get. Try to remember ethics and conduct yourself professionally, that way people will respect you and you won't have to worry about brand image. Not moderating self-promotion. This occurs more in small businesses where the owners spend most of their time trying to market or promote themselves. Don't forget, social media is constantly evolving, so what you're doing now might not appear to hurt your business, but your brand could suffer later on. Look at the forums and find out what the customers are saying. And don't forget about the reach you have on social media. It can take over 2 decades to build a business and watch it go down in 20 minutes because someone wasn't paying attention, not making the posts relevant to the customer. Nobody wants to receive 20 tweets a day hearing about you. People want messages that are relevant and of value to them. So give them something that's going to be interesting, useful and shareable, but don't send too many messages because you don't want the consumer annoyed. Keep the messages short, succinct and of value to the consumer. Not responding to fans. Common mistakes here are: ignoring customers, not updating content, bad design and branding, not responding to or addressing comments and complaints, spending too much time working on promotional material, not understanding personal and professional lines. If you're using your Facebook page to post professional material about your business, try not to make it a platform for your other casual or personal posts. Decide whether you want an account to be personal or professional, but don't make it both. LinkedIn is a good platform for conducting business professionally, so you could set up there, and use Facebook for more personal content. Making casual assumptions. If you evaluate many cases of failure, much of it can be attributed to false assumptions. Highlight these assumptions and stay away from them. Researching and monitoring aren't important. On the contrary, it is critical to understand the way your market engages with each other and with your company. The best way to initiate customer engagement and interaction is through social media. While social media provides a good platform for businesses to engage with customers, it's not the only way to interact, and it's certainly not good for every type of business, so check out your customer behavior. It's impossible to measure ROI. There are dozens of tools you can access online for this, so don't operate under that assumption. A business profile is more important than a personable profile. Many companies start out by making company profiles appear as company portals, and trim them with a lot of complicated information sans value and relevancy. What this does is increase bounce rates because people check in and then flip out to different profiles and don't even scroll down. To avoid this, start by creating a profile that people will find interesting. Work on getting them in, engage them, and then carefully start propagating your message. Underestimating the resources needed to put it all together. How much do you think it would cost your business to set up and maintain a decent social program? Look at the math to make sure you don't have the wrong idea, failing to understand that it's all about building relationships. If you're getting into social media because everybody else is doing it and it feels as if you're getting left out, then you won't have a proper plan to succeed. It's one of the reasons people go and throw out all sorts of profiles on every social platform worth mentioning, trying to sell the brand to everyone, and hopelessly failing. When you understand that the concept is relationship building and give it time to grow and mature, then you'll make different choices. Not integrating with other social assets. The way to get the most out of social media is to integrate it with other forms of digital marketing efforts. Don't leave your Twitter account on an island and hope for the best. Link the accounts together and make sure they are all tethered to email, paid ads and search, and the website. Use this guide to help stay away from some of the more common mistakes companies make on social media, and remember to use images and other visual content to help get people's attention so that you can drive the point. 10 tips to boost website traffic from social media. 1. Create the best content for your audience. This all starts with creating content that helps people, and it would be better still if the content excites and thrills. When you publish a great piece of content, it helps get people's attention, and more importantly, it gets shared across multiple platforms, and that's good for business because it spreads your message and gets people to know your brand and what it represents. So make sure your website has all the right tools to make this work. Optimize it properly with widgets and any button that you find useful. Facebook and Twitter buttons are a must for any business, but if your business focuses more on visuals, then add in a pinned button to the images. When you publish a new content, start by going through all your profiles and share the new post with your audience so you can get that first wave of traffic. 2. Optimize the content. It's important here to remember that only a fraction of your entire audience will actually see the content, and only a fraction of those people will share the content. This fraction is significantly lower for on Facebook and Twitter, so you may need to work on the content in order to make sure each post gets as many views and shares as possible. That way half your audience won't just be a statistic. Consider the time you post the content, what day you're posting, and the format in which the post goes out. When posting on Twitter, use big images and remember to post your link regularly. Facebook doesn't give you much with link thumbnails, so use more images on your content and structure the content in a way that tells a story, as opposed to random thoughts or rants. 3. Use the analytics tool. Google offers you an effective analytics tool under the acquisition section on Google Analytics, so use this tool to get a clear picture of your social engagement. You should be making decisions based on actual data, so whenever you post new content, consider how the last post fared and see how you can make more of an impact. Twitter offers an analytics tool as well, so you could use that to compare notes, or look into other tools available to you. All this information will help make your strategy better for your business. 4. Share website links while posting content. At this stage, your priority should be to boost engagement and build your profile. Talk directly to your customers and answer any questions they may have regarding products or services, so that over time they get to know you and build a relationship with you. Find a balance between sending links and sending content. You don't want your posts to be riddled with links, especially if you're operating outside of Twitter. There should be a line between sharing content and pushing links. Obviously, you don't want your audience to think of your posts as spam, because once that happens, it won't be easy to change that perception no matter how good your content happens to be. 5. Make sure your website is included in all social networks. It should be one of your first moves, so make sure when creating a new social program for your business, include the website URL in all social platforms. Have it visible on Google+, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, etc. There should be a website URL somewhere on your company page, so don't forget to do that. 6. Start blogging. Businesses find it challenging to drive content to their social media pages when they can't produce enough new content. The easiest solution here is to stay active on your blog post as a way to maintain a dynamic site and ensure that there's always something to talk about on social media. If you find it difficult to come up with regular written content, use videos instead. If you have a video on YouTube that you can use to increase awareness, embed it to your blog. Do the same with SlideShare, Storify and infographics. If the posts on your social media platforms can point to other useful content on your website, there are higher chances visitors will click through and become new customers. 7. SEO. You might know this, but your Facebook and Twitter pages could actually show up before the company website in a Google search. Make use of the About Us section to direct social media traffic to your website so that you don't miss out on potential traffic. It's true that prospects will seek out your social media pages before they check into your website. They do this mainly to get a feel of your taste and culture before they decide to spend money on your brand, so ensure you maintain consistency across all the channels. 8. Google Author Rank. Google appreciates quality content. When you link up with the content on your Google+, it tells Google that the blog was written by a real person who understands the subject, and the users get the message as well. In order to build trust in your niche, you will have to establish yourself as an authority on a specific subject, and visitors will figure it out pretty quickly if you're just winging it. 9. Review searches. You will have multiple websites doing this professionally, but it doesn't stop you from creating a section for reviews on your social media accounts. The goal is to have more people end up on your own pages when they search for reviews of your brand. That way you can then work on getting them to your website, where you've set up tools to ensure visitors want to hang around, and possibly spend money to have what you're selling. 10. Geotagging. Because of the nature of social media and in particular its personalization features, your ability to reach your audience from their distinct location means a lot for the business and the message you're trying to pass over. For this reason, make sure to include geographic location when creating your accounts. It could just land you a few people strictly based on location. As you can see, there are many ways to get your audience working for you and to boost traffic, so get to work and don't take any opportunity for granted. Just a reminder, remember to blog daily. Be consistent with your audience. Optimize posts to increase stickiness. Be patient. The future of social media. A lot has been said about Facebook's acquisition of the popular phone app, WhatsApp. At a price tag of $19 billion, it's definitely a historic purchase, and a few harbingers of doom suggest that it's a sign that we may be going back to the dot-com era bubble. But keep in mind that this particular merger is not AOL Time Warner or some other similar name in the industry that characterized the early 2000s, and in fact, paying attention to cash spent on any of Facebook acquisitions means missing a major point. Where Facebook goes, everyone else follows. Consider, it's Facebook's initial spread that basically made social media what it is today, and since then the company has been expanding the role of social media in the society, and in the process determining what qualifies as the norm in terms of behavior and service. Even with new competitors going head-to-head with Mark Zuckerberg, and a chunk of its younger users fleeing to smaller, more streamlined social platforms, Facebook's long shadow is still visible in the social sphere. While the company might not be the embodiment of modern development, it appears Zuckerberg recognizes companies that are, and knows which ones should be integrated into his platform. Now, considering all that, what can this acquisition and indeed all their acquisitions tell us about where social media is heading? We know at the moment that mobile interaction is defining social trends, and this won't stop, so what Facebook is doing, and other social giants as well, is try to figure out what else we're supposed to do with all that functionality. Aside from mobile purchases, Facebook understands that social communication requires constant growth and evolution. The company may be gearing towards streamlining services and privacy between the sender and receiver, much like WhatsApp has managed to do with a simple and straightforward setup. Even as Facebook creates more capabilities, they still have to offer users a simple individual app experience that works within the larger Facebook umbrella. Other social media companies may choose to capitalize on that particular trend by working on simplicity, mobile access, and brevity. As marketers already understand, these days the reader accesses social posts on a much smaller device, and they have to adjust, so they make shorter posts. This push towards social communication could also send consumers into a more dynamic and interactive mindset, something marketers could use to their advantage by coming up with more gamified experiences. Whatever direction the social giants concentrate on, the services will have to be even more streamlined, and privacy will always be an issue.